Hello and welcome to Jimmy's USWO report for June 21st, 2014. We are back out at the sawmill in Millersville, Tennessee for a special night, as it is the second night of shows to benefit the family of sawmill promoter T.J. Weatherby, who passed away this week. On a personal note, T.J. was always friendly to me and always asked how Ann was doing, as she had the opportunity to meet him a couple of times as well. We would like to send our condolences to the Weatherby family. After the national anthem, performed by Jennifer Ray, the wrestlers came out to surround the ring for a moment of silence, followed by a 10-bell salute. Tonight saw the return of Big Man in Charge Chris to be our USWO official for the evening. So Big Man in Charge Chris called for the bell for our first match of the evening, which featured the First Lady of USWO, Miss Rachel, taking on a lady who is making her return to USWO after being gone for 4 years, Cindy. They circled around a bit to start, then Cindy tried to pick up Miss Rachel to slam her, but couldn't do it, so in turn Rachel picked her up and slammed her down to the mat. Rachel then splashed her, but then ran into a Cindy boot, and Cindy jumped on her back and tried to pull her down in a sleeper hold. Miss Rachel stayed on her feet, and eventually was able to run backwards into the corner and squash Cindy. Rachel then fired up on Cindy and eventually hit her trademark fish and chip suplex on Cindy for the pin in a match that lasted about 5 minutes. Tag team action is next, as Jimmy Street has a few things to say.
We got more fish to fry, if you know what I'm saying. It's your future, yeah, you know? It's what you want. All right, that's you. Yeah. Put her in there. Get on up here. No, we don't have insurance. She might break her hip again. And by the way, love you, TJ. Miss you.
So, Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for match number 2 of the evening. And we have tag team action. On one side of the ring, we have our USWO Music City champion, Fireball Roberts. And his partner tonight is Big Time Bubba. And they are taking on the dastardly duo of the Exception, Zach Hartnell, and the returning to USWO, a former USWO tag team champion on several occasions, Juicy J.C. Crow. We also have Jimmy Street out here with Zach Hartnell, and Brewster has decided to come out and accompany J.C. Crow to ringside. So we got double managers out here. Let's see if the four can coexist. Hartnell with a headlock as Big Man in Charge Chris, our referee for the evening, inspects everything to make sure it's A-OK. Fireball shoots Hartnell in the ropes. Hartnell blocks him down. Hartnell leapfrogs. There's a hip toss by Fireball Roberts, our USWO Music City champion, and Zach Hartnell begs off in the corner. Hartnell with a waistlock takedown on Fireball, takes him down the mat and kind of rubs his fingers through his hair, maybe checking for ticks. You know, it is that time of year. Yeah, here's a tag on Juicy J.C. Crow. Actually, one-third of Hangin' Tough with Gigolo Jay Phoenix and Quentin Charisma, the luscious one. Fireball shows the proper procedure for doing side saddle hops. Fireball winds up an arm, the juicy arm of Juicy J.C. Crow, and he reaches out. There's a tag on Big Time Bubba. Bubba with a kick to the ribs on J.C. Crow. And there's a right fist. Of course, Bubba coming off a big win over Shane Andrews last month. Bubba, the big-time lariat, puts down J.C. Crow. There's a cover, but only gets two. Bubba whips J.C. in the rope again. Ooh, back elbow. Down goes J.C. Crow. Of course, this is boxing, so there's not an eight count. Bubba winds up on the arm. There's a hammerlock. J.C. looking for something to pull, but he can't reach him. Bubba with a headlock takedown on J.C. Crow. Meanwhile, Jimmy Street and Brewster both wandering around outside the ring. So Big Man in Charge Chris is going to have his hands full here. Bubba hanging on that headlock. But now both wrestlers back to their feet. Crow with an inverted stunner, and down goes Big Time Bubba. And now Crow putting the juicy boots to Big Time Bubba. JC Crow now getting some shots to the ribs from Big Time Bubba. Crow finally drags him over the corner, and here's a tag on the exception, Zach Hartnell. Zach now grabs the headlock on the mat on Big Time Bubba. And a little high five between Jimmy Street and JC Crow. Could JC become the newest member of the Dynasty? Well, we'll just have to stay tuned and find out. Bubba back to his feet, throws some elbows, trying to get free of the headlock, and does. Ducks a clothesline, but Hartnell catches him with a knee. Pulls him down, and now Hartnell with some exceptional choking here. Big Man in Charge Chris takes exception to that. Well, now Hartnell's just going to pound on that head of Big Time Bubba. But Hartnell only gets one because Big Time Bubba had the presence of mind to grab the rope. Hartnell with a suplex. Hartnell drops an elbow on Big Time Bubba. There's a cover. But only two as Fireball Roberts comes in to break up the count. Hartnell now holds Bubba. Here comes JC off the ropes with a shot to the ribs. And there's a running kick by JC and a cover. Still only two. Well, JC can't hold Bubba down. JC with an arm breaker, but still only gets two. Bubba tries to fight back, but JC gives him a knee and takes him to the wrong corner, and here comes Hartnell back in. Hartnell winds up and pops Bubba. Meanwhile, big man in charge Chris is over there chatting with Jimmy Street, so we got some double teaming going on. Bubba gets free. Here's a tag on JC, and here's a tag on Fireball. Fireball, he's ready to fire it up. Fires up on JC, whips him across. There's a back elbow. Now Bubba going for a 10 punch on Hartnell, and it's everybody in the pool, folks. And Big Man in Charge Chris trying to keep some semblance of order here. Hartnell and JC get reverse whipped into each other. Fireball tries to dump JC out, but gets caught up in the ropes. Bubba with the Bubba Factor. Drapes an arm over and covers, and there's the pin. Jimmy Street talking to Hartnell, and meanwhile, Brewster with JC Crow, and so much for a super group there because they're 0-1.
Once again, fans, give it up for Big Time Bubba and Fireball Roberts.
Time to see our PGWA champion in action, but first we hear from K9 Cole.
When this lady walks out, you people need to stand up and show respect. You hear me? Because right here is the future of professional wrestling. She is your next legend. So make sure next time you stand up and you show respect.
Yeah, pieces of garbage.
Yeah. Shut your mouth.
So Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for match number 3, which features the kitten Kathy, complete with kitten ears, and she is taking on, in a non-title match, our PGWA champion, Big Mama Nemesis. And Big Mama has enlisted the services of K9 Cole to accompany her to ringside. Big Mama's been our PGWA champion now for almost 4 years. Quite an impressive run. Well, they try to lock up, and Big Mama just shoves Kitten Kathy over to the rope. Big Mama showing the guns now. Well, she's beating a lot of other talented female wrestlers, and tonight she's going to get a shot at Kitten, who is coming to her own lately. Had a big upset win over Jesse Bell last month. Via submission, no less. Here's a test of strength, but the Kitten kicks her away and grabs the top wrist lock and takes Big Mama down. There's a Kitten clothesline and a Kitten elbow, and Big Mama scoots out of the ring, and she's going to have to go confer with K9 Cole, course, K9 Cole, famously one half of Management Inc. in USWO about 10 years ago. Big man in charge, Chris, counting because he'd like kind of like to get Big Mama back in the ring. Perhaps Big Mama complaining about the kitten maybe having fleas or something. Kind of hard to hear. Big Mama with a kick to the midsection. Hair pull takedown. Now she's putting the boots to the kitten. Now Big Mama massaging the throat, or choking as some people would like to call it. And Big Man in charge, Chris, is not cool with this. So obviously he thinks it's choking. Now K9 up on the apron, and Big Mama's going to choke Kitten Kathy in the rope. Maybe Big Man in charge, Chris, asking K9 why he didn't bring any strippers over here tonight. Big Mama with a Big Mama forearm right to the back of Kitten Kathy. The Kitten tries to fight back, but Big Mama just hammers away on her. Big Mama sends the Kitten into the turnbuckles, rams shoulders into the midsection, and whips her across. Here's Big Mama. Oh, squash. Now Big Mama, Big Mama didn't bring a burlap bag to throw her in the river with. So instead she's just going to choke her with a boot in the corner. And now Big Man in charge, Chris, counsels Big Mama on her behavior. Meanwhile, K9 Cole reaches in and chokes Kitten. Big Mama whips Kitten across. Kitten ducks the lariat. Oh, Kitten with a forearm puts Big Mama down. Oh, there's a Kitten headbutt. Kitten now hammering away on Big Mama, and here's K9 Cole up on the apron. Kitten Kathy has a Kitten crossface, but she lets it go because Big Man in charge, Chris, ain't paying attention to her. Kitten just slaps the taste out of K9 Cole. Big Mama with a waist lock. Kitten with a roll up. And there you go. And Big Mama, she ain't happy. Fortunately, this was a non-title match. Fortunately for her. Interestingly enough, the last time she was in Nashville at the Stadium Inn, she lost to Santana Garrett in a non-title match. So it's probably best she's not putting this title up when she comes down here, because it's been bad luck for her. And Big Mama slaps K9. Poor K9. He's just not having a good night. Well, Big Mama lives to fight another day as our PGWA champion. And, well, K9 has a little trouble getting out of the ring. Let's just keep things moving along and go to our next match. Well, TNT Molly hits the ring running and goes immediately after Zach Hartnell. Put Zach out here with Jimmy Street. Jimmy Street got out of the way. Molly just tearing into Hartnell right now. And so we got some early action here. Hartnell whips Molly into the corner. Molly out with a lariat. Down goes Zach Hartnell, who's already 0-1 on the evening. Molly with a drop kick. Down goes Hartnell. And Hartnell rolls out, and there's going to have to be a meeting here with Jimmy Street. Molly acts like he's going to dive through the ropes, but pulls up. Well, Molly comes through the ropes anyway after Hartnell. Street, again, got out of the way just in time, but not enough to save Hartnell. Molly now pops Hartnell upside the head, goes after Street. But Hartnell sneaks up behind him with the lariat, and Molly goes down to the floor here at the sawmill. And Hartnell with a complimentary stomp for Molly. Molly with a chop as they're out here on the floor. Bangs his head into the apron right in front of Chicken Hat. Molly now fighting back as they move to another side of the ring. Molly rolls back in, but Hartnell grabs his head, hits him with a forearm, and Hartnell crawls back into the ring, and both wrestlers now back where they're supposed to be. Molly with a shot to the ribs. Molly can't pick Hartnell up. Hartnell drops down and chop blocks Molly, and Molly looks to be in some degree of discomfort here. Hartnell's going to go over and grab the leg, and he's going to go to work on it, trying to take away some of that early momentum that Molly got when he hit the ring and attacked. Big Man in Charge, Chris, checking with Molly. Hartle now, elbow drop right to the back of the knee of TNT Molly. And Molly takes a swat at Street, who wandered over. Big Man in Charge, Chris, chatting with Hartle. Meanwhile, Street choking Molly in the bottom. Hartle back over to working on Molly's leg. And bangs a knee into the mat. Hartle got the leg grapevine with a bridge, and he's really pulling back on it, and TNT Molly's in a bad state of affairs here. Molly off the ropes with a misses on a scissor kick, lands awkwardly on that same knee. Hartle plants him into the mat, hooks the leg and covers, but only gets two. Hartle whips Molly across. Molly just goes down, not able to put much weight on that knee, and Hartle is going to take full advantage of this. Hartle setting up for a figure four. Oh, he's got it clinched. Now, if Dean Hill from OVW were here, he would tell Motley to turn into the pain, but he couldn't hear me from back here, so it wouldn't do me any good to yell it out. Hartle's got it clinched in pretty good. Hartle now scooting towards the middle rope and grabs it. And this ought to help Hartnell's cause. Meanwhile, Big Man in Charge, Chris, unaware of this as he's checking with Molly. Molly now pointing towards Hartnell, and here's Street. Hartnell hanging on that middle rope, but Big Man in Charge, Chris, but let's go before Chris sees it. Molly now trying to turn it over, and he does, but keeps going, and Hartnell's got the hold back in. He rolled over complete revolution instead of just half of one. Molly turns him over again, and this time they're in the ropes, so Hartle's going to have to break it, and he does. Molly struggling to get back to his feet. Hartle with a kick to the leg. Molly kicks Hartle away as he tries to reapply the figure four. Molly now crawling and pulls himself up with the ropes. Oh, Molly was a forearm shot. Whips Hartle across. There's a lariat. But Molly goes down as well, and he's kind of slow to get back up. Hartle, in fact, is up first. Hartle in the corner. Here comes Molly. Molly with a few more forearms. Hartle with a boot upside the head. Molly reverse whips Hartle on the ropes. Oh, and plants him into the mat. Both wrestlers down. Molly struggling to get back up to his feet. Hartle close to the ropes where Jimmy Street is fanning him and encouraging him to get up. Molly with a lariat, still kind of gingerly on his feet. There's a back elbow and Hartle goes down. Molly going for a 10 punch. Street, here's Street in the ring. And Street hits Molly. And now Big Man in Charge, Chris, calls for the bell. Hartnell now beating down Molly. Here comes LT, and I believe that's Nick Stanley, and they're going to chase Hartnell away. Well, Hartnell didn't get the win, but he didn't lose, technically. LT and Nick Stanley help Molly to his feet.
What you got to say?
I'm sick and tired of your games.
Yeah, we're sick and tired of you.
No one here thinks you can beat me one-on-one.
No one here can think. No one knows my answer.
Zach, who does your thinking for you? Is that your puppet master over there?
Master of puppet.
This has been going on for too damn long.
Master.
And I'm sick and tired of busting my ass here every month.
Get used to
it. Have it taken away. But to blow down rats like yourself.
No, I'm not.
We're out, rats.
See,
you got a room full of rats.
You watch well. I want Zach.
Oh, wow.
And I want him in the last man standing, man. Once and for all.
We'll talk to Brian, and we'll talk to my dad. But let's ask the people if they want to see it.
Last man standing, if you're mad enough. Listen, fans, one more time, give it up for TNT Motley.
So Motley won him a last man standing match with Zach Hartnell. We'll have to see what Tony decides. It's intermission time as Krull comes out and sets up various raffles, even calling out a couple of unlucky individuals who end up being guests of honor at the whipping raffle.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Yeah!
How many of y'all were here last night?
Yeah!
How many of y'all gonna be here this Friday night?
Yeah!
How many of y'all had a hell of a time last night?
Yeah!
All right, we got a few things to raffle out tonight. We're going to do $1 raffles. Basically, we're going to call on a bunch of numbers and get to pick which item you want. So come on up here and buy as many as you want. Also, if I could get Jimmy Street was done pretty wrong, so if I could get him back out here, we're going to do some justice around here, because if I could have Mr. Jimmy Street, we're gonna justify the way they've been treating you around here, brother. You know. Hey, what do you think about some of this cool raffle stuff we got? That's pretty cool. These people don't really know how it goes on in the back.
We don't really know what's going on.
Hey guys, this is an AB conversation. Send your ass out of here. Let's go. Let's go. This is Jimmy Owens. This is Jimmy time. This ain't.
Well, hot dog.
This is Jimmy time. This is Jimmy time. Okay?
All right, Jimmy.
Hey, how's your boy Dollar doing?
He's there.
He good?
He
good?
He's champion?
He's still wearing the lifts in his boots?
Yes.
He's still using that cream that makes his chest hair curl?
I'm going to plead the fifth on that one, brother.
Well, how you been?
It's been wonderful.
How's Tony been treating you? Kind of rough, ain't it? You know? You know all that stuff y'all break? Did I get called some TJ release goose? They done broke the mirror back here on the locker room, all that stuff, y'all, the tantrums y'all throw.
Well, we don't throw tantrums.
Well, yes, you do. Well, tonight you get the payback, TJ, and get the payback of Sawmill, some of that stuff we had to buy. All right? You know, your butt here, you're going to be part of this raffle. So for $1 chances, your ass is in this, too.
What?
Yeah. So you go back there. You go back there and you get some nerve worked up. We'll call you back out here later. You're part of this raffle too. So, $1 chance. $1 chance. Hey, thank you. It is. Give me time.
It was for me because I worked hard.
It's going to be Jimmy Boogaloo time in a little bit. So, not only can you whip Jimmy if you want, you get to win some of this. Y'all see Mike Searcy over there. He's going to take care of you. We got Jeff Hardy's shirt, we got a Sting shirt, we got a Jerry Lawler crown, like he wears on the spot shows. We got some cool national champions and Super Bowl hats donated. We got some TNA DVD. I've just been told that on the naughty list is Brother Brew. Anybody here interested in whipping Brother Brew?
Yeah!
All right, well, Brother Brew, you're on the naughty list too, so. Not only if you win, if your number's called, you can pick Brewster or you can pick that. We got about 12 things to give away plus two. Yeah, you're going to get your butt.
Ain't none of them big enough.
Hey.
Hey. Big enough.
Hey, there ain't no mayhem, so it's all throw-up,
right?
Ain't
no one out there big enough.
So, you know, there ain't nobody back there I'm scared of, so you're going to get your butt with too.
I ain't scared of
anybody. Yeah, say that if you want to. I ain't scared. That's why you left. You come back out here again and interrupt me, we're going to whip you twice.
You better have a big belt.
All right, we can go three. Keep it up. I'm good all night. You know what you have when you have a Brother Brew and a Jimmy Street love child? You got a bunch of goofs like they made it like John Wayne Murdoch. LT, this is open to the town. If they want to come out here and buy a raffle ticket, TNT Motley wants to come out here and buy a raffle ticket.
We ain't gonna say nothing.
You know, the town's...
Hey. I'm watching. Ain't nobody buying a damn ticket to whip me.
Hey.
They're
going to
whip you.
They're going to whip me? Well, if it helps Steve, he raise a dollar, they can whip me all day long, brother.
We come out of intermission with some three-way action. So, Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for this three-way match that features the amazing one, Kevin Dunn versus Nick Stanley versus Kevin Weatherby And looks like Weatherby and Stanley are going to start out here. And Weatherby and Stanley lock up and roll to the corner. And Kevin Weatherby gives a clean break. And Stanley, they lock up again. And Stanley returns the favor. Weatherby with a hip toss on Stanley. And Stanley right back up. Kevin Dunn, no hurry to get involved in this match. Finally steps through the ropes, and now Kevin Dunn and Nick Stanley are going to go at it while Kevin Weatherby watches. Stanley with an armbar on Kevin Dunn, the amazing one, former USWO Music City champion. Dunn now with a headlock takes Stanley over to the mat. And now Weatherby comes in, grabs a headlock on Stanley, so we got the headlock chain going here. Big man in charge, Chris, checking for any illegal activity. And I believe that is P-Daddy at ringside. Now all three wrestlers back up still in the various headlocks. And Kevin Weatherby takes the other two down on the mat, still in the headlocks. Meanwhile, Kevin Weatherby now putting the boots of Nick Stanley in a corner and slaps his taste out of his mouth. Kevin Dunn is out there somewhere. He's not in the sight of the monitor. And Weatherby takes Stanley, dumps him through the ropes and out to the floor. And Kevin Weatherby stands tall in the ring. And it appears that Stanley and Dunn are both out on the edge of the ring. Weatherby with a flying somersault over the top rope and out onto big man in charge, Chris, now pokes his head through the ropes, and Weatherby rolls Dunn back in and hammers him on the back. Nick Stanley still out on the floor somewhere. Weatherby now with some knees to the ribs on the amazing one, Kevin Dunn. Weatherby covers Dunn, only gets two because Stanley dives in and breaks up the count. Stanley with a suplex, hooks the leg and covers, only gets one. Kevin Dunn, meanwhile, trying to pull himself up by the ropes, and Dunn pops Weatherby right in the face. Call Stanley over. They whip Weatherby to the ropes, double elbows by Kevin Dunn and Nick Stanley. Dunn goes over, pops Stanley, covers. But Stanley runs over and jerks him off the cover, and now Dunn and Stanley are arguing. Dunn pushes, Nick Stanley pushes Kevin Dunn down. And Kevin Weatherby's still down on the mat. Now Dunn and Stanley sitting there arguing. Weatherby sneaks up behind Dunn. Stanley runs over and covers, but Weatherby kicks him in the head. Weatherby now hammers on both of his opponents. Weatherby with running shoulders to both of his opponents in opposite corners. And now Weatherby putting the boots to Stanley. Weatherby with a snapmare on Stanley. Now with a rear chin lock with a knee squarely between the shoulder blades of Nick Stanley. And Kevin Dunn comes in to break all this up. Dunn with an uppercut to Weatherby. And Weatherby just drops to the mat. Dunn now with a boot to the throat has Weatherby bent over the bottom row, and big man in charge Chris breaks this up. Kevin Dunn stomps Nick Stanley, sends him off the apron and to the floor. Kevin Dunn now working on the arm of Kevin Weatherby, now stomps him in the ribs. Stanley slowly making his way back up onto the apron. Stanley sunset flips Dunn over the ropes. Ooh, 2.5. Dunn with a drop kick to Stanley sends him to the apron. Here comes Kevin Weatherby. Weatherby with some forearms to the chin of Kevin Dunn, the amazing one. Weatherby whips Dunn across. Here comes Weatherby, but misses a splash. Kevin Dunn said he is done with this, and he is calling for whatever finisher he might be using here. Dunn with a suplex. Oh, make this two. Is Dunn going to go for three of them? Let's see. Yep, three suplexes. Dunn with a bridge. But only gets two as Stanley makes his way back into the ring and puts a double axe handle to the chest of Kevin Dunn, the amazing one. Dunn reverse whips Stanley in the ropes. Dunn drops down. And there's a spinning heel kick right upside the head of Nick Stanley, and Nick Stanley rolls out to the floor. Meanwhile, Weatherby back up. Weatherby with a spinning roll up. And that'll do it. We again hear from Jimmy Street, who introduces his man and makes an open challenge.
Ladies and gentlemen, and I use that term very loosely, because most of the way, point being, this man right here has fought battles that y'all don't even know about. Y'all can't even fathom in your mind. It doesn't matter which man walks down this aisle. He shouldn't even be here tonight. I told him not to, but we're doing it for TJ. He'll kick any man's ass just for the propers for TJ. So here's the deal. Him coming down here is might as well just lay down in the ring, and for 1, 2, 3, it'll be real simple. Next week, he's prepared. He is the future. He is the uncrowned king of the deathmatch. The third generation superstar, John Wayne Murdoch. Put your hands together.
Who answers the challenge? Let's find out. So, Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for match number 6 tonight. And we have John Wayne Murdoch, who made his return to USWO last month. And he has Jimmy Street in his corner. Jimmy Street issuing kind of an open challenge. And the man who steps up to take that challenge is his longtime partner and also longtime nemesis, the Crow Show, Josh Crow. And Murdoch grabs a headlock on Josh Crow. Of course, these two have a long and storied history. USWO Tag Team Champions on several occasions. Each has been a USWO Music City Champion. Of course, John Wayne Murdoch as Damian Payne was also a USWO Champion, one of the 34 men to hold that prestigious honor. And Murdoch blocks Josh Crow down, coming off the ropes. Murdoch leapfrogs. They block each other's hip tosses and block each other's kicks, and hey, it's a standoff. These two know each other very, very well. You figure if USWO has a Hall of Fame, these two guys have got to be in it.
Yo, it's real simple, people. Three words. Two over people. Go, John, go.
Well, Jimmy Street trying to get the crowd into John Wayne Murdoch, but that's not happening so far. Crow leapfrogs Murdoch. And there's a belly-to-belly suplex, and John Wayne Murdoch goes down. Of course, as Jimmy Street alluded to, the Murdoch next weekend will be in the King of Deathmatch tournament. Well, Big Man in Charge Chris checking with Josh Crow to make sure nothing illegal was done on that belly-to-back suplex. Hey, we got a little Go John Go chant here. Crow with a waist lock. Shoves Murdoch to the ropes. Rolls off. Crow whips Murdoch to the ropes. Murdoch with a hard forearm. And Josh Crow goes down on one knee. Crow whipped in the rope. Crow ducks. Oh, a Crowican Rana. Crow with a running knee to the face. Covers only two. Murdoch out to the floor, but Crow on the apron. But Murdoch pulls his feet out from under him, and Crow hits the floor. Crow gets his head banged into the brand new guardrails here at the sawmill, and Murdoch rolls him back in. Murdoch now grabs a sleeper on the mat. Of course, I don't reckon Murdoch will be using too many sleeper holds next weekend. Crow's arm drops once. Oh, but it doesn't go down the second time. Big Man in Charge Chris right on the case. Crow kind of a mini stunner gets out of the sleeper, but runs into a Murdoch boot. Murdoch now sitting on the top turnbuckle.
Oh, Ronnie, double knees off the top turnbuckle. Hooks a leg and covers, but only gets two. Of course, Murdoch worked twice last night here at the Sawmill for the Weatherby Benefit Show Part 1. Now Street over to choke Josh Crow. And now Murdoch looks like he's going back to the sleeper. Crow trying to get out of the sleeper. Well, his arm didn't even drop once that time. Both wrestlers get to their feet. Crow, elbows free, but Murdoch grabs him by the mohawk, yanks him down to the mat. Of course, that's not cool with big man in charge, Chris. Crow now down in the corner, and Murdoch just raking his boots across the face. Murdoch with a forearm, grabs Crow, whips him across. Crow leapfrogs him, rolls to the other corner, and catches him. Looks like he caught him with a knee. Crow rolls back, grabs leg, but Jimmy Street's up on the apron to have a conversation with big man in charge, Chris. Probably wanting to know the secret of Chris's success. Murdoch with a low blow on Crow. Still while Chris, big man in charge, Chris had his back turned, and now Murdoch's going to do a little choking, which is, last time I looked, is against the rules. Maybe not against Murdoch's rules, though. John Wayne Murdoch pulls up Josh Crow. Whips him across. Misses. Hey, there's a flip kick by Josh Crow. One of his many varied weapons in his arsenal. Both wrestlers down on the mat. Big man in charge, Chris, counts. Both wrestlers now back to their feet. Crow with a lariat and a drop kick. Here comes Crow, but runs right into a John Wayne Murdoch elbow. Crow, in desperation, gets off a spinning heel kick, catches Murdoch in the hip, knocking him off the turnbuckle, picks him up, carries a running powerbomb right into the opposite corner. Crow setting up, but Murdoch slips down, and there's a German suplex, and Crow is now in the corner. And Murdoch with a running boot goes to the other corner, but Crow catches him. Crow with a pendulum kick. And the cannonball. Crow pulls Murdoch to center ring, hooks a leg and covers, only gets two. I mean, Murdoch with a big boot to Crow. And there's a lariat, sends Crow spinning a flip down the floor. But still only gets two. Jimmy Street now conversing with John Wayne Murdoch. Here comes Murdoch. Crow with a belly to back, but Murdoch right back up, and now they're nose to nose. Crow with a spinning backbreaker on Murdoch, hooks a leg, covers, but then still that's not enough. Murdoch grabs Crow, kind of a mini diamond cutter and a running kick off the ropes. Crow flat on his back. Murdoch lays back on Crow, still only gets two. Jimmy Street not happy with big man in charge Chris's counting, but you know, what are you gonna do? Get another ref? Murdoch setting up. Murdoch with a painkiller. Well, I'm not sure if he calls it that now. And then both wrestlers down on the mat. They pretty much giving them their all here in this match. Big man in charge Chris counts. Murdoch and Crow bump into each other back to back. Now we got another slugfest. Spin kick by Crow. Now some little kick. There's a big kick right to the forehead. Crow with a Crow driver. And that'll do it. Crow.
One more time, fans. Let's hear it for the winner of this match, Josh Crow.
Well, Jimmy Street in the ring to see what the problem was. Street not doing too good tonight. Maybe they need to have like a retreat somewhere where all the Dynasty guys can go and air out their grievances and work out their problems.
Tonight, what a great match you just saw between Josh Crow and John Wayne Murdoch.
Before the main event, we hear from USWO promoter, the legend Tony Falk.
Hey, wrestling fans, before we go to our main event, I want you all to put your hands together and give it up for USWO promoter, Tony Falk, everybody.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you, all of y'all. Brian, you always do a good job. And it's good to see Linda and Wayne Hackney back here with us. And LT asked me, he said, Dad, what are you going to say out there tonight early? And I said, I don't exactly know. I'm just going to go out there and speak from the heart. And the last few days, I tell you, TJ Weatherby got in this business, it's very important to say, last night, 17 years ago, that's when I first met him. With New South Wrestling, Wayne and Linda. Richard Lowe was our manager, and they brought TJ in as our bodyguard. That's the first time I ever got this man. I've met thousands of people over the years and all my travels, but he is a man that I've always remembered for one thing. Even back then, he was giving of himself. He helped many people, including yours truly, right here in my whole family. And I just want to tell all you people out there that we have been honored to be here in this sawmill. Me, with the last year, because I had lost my place at that stadium inn, and I came out here and talked to him and asked him, could I come in here and rent this building once a month to have my shows? And without batting an eye, he said, sure you can, Tony. That's why we're here right now. Because TJ forgave me for all this little Mickey Mouse stuff. We were friends, kind of drifted apart, but we've been back. And I tell you, he touched me and taught me a lot of lessons in life on how to be forgiven. I wasn't the friend I should have been to him, but the last year I damn sure was. And I know he knows that I love him, because when I left here on May the 30th, the last words out of my mouth, when I put my arms around him sitting in that chair out there, is I said, brother, I love you. I never thought that would be my last time seeing you in that chair. But what I want to say to you, if there's some people in your life, don't be afraid. If you have to call them up on the phone, life is too short. Call them up and tell them if you love them, if you do. That's what I want to challenge all you people to do. I'm so glad I had the opportunity in the last year, many times, to thank TJ right over in that concession stand for giving me the opportunity to come back here. Just remember, he's gone, but he'll never be forgotten. And I want to help grow and help the family, and I want to keep this place going for many years to come, if that's what they want to do. Thank you, Tony.
One more time, everybody. Give it up for Tony Falk. That's right, Glenda. We love TJ. And we did this for TJ tonight, and we're going to have another special show on Friday night. Please pack this place again, and we'll have a good time.
It's time for our main event. Let's get the action going. So, Big Man in Charge Chris calls for the bell for tonight's main event, and that is Mr. 110% LT Falk, and he is taking on First Class Justin Granberry. And we got some mat wrestling to start here, as LT's got a front face lock on the mat. And now Granberry reverses it and is standing over him with a hammer lock. Both wrestlers back to their feet. LT grabs the headlock. Granberry shoots him in the ropes. LT blocks him down. LT leapfrogs. Whips Granberry in the ropes. Oh, looks like he tried to set up for an arm drag, but Granberry hang on to the ropes, then rolls over LT and rolls him up and gets a two. Both wrestlers back to their feet. LT grabs the arm of Justin Granberry. LT, kind of a modified arm drag, I guess. Now they're just trading arm twist. LT Fireman's Carry takeover and bars the arm, but Granberry's got a foot on the bottom rope, and Big Man in Charge Chris makes him break the hold. Well, they lock up again. Granberry backs LT to the ropes. There's a knee to the midsection. But LT comes up and pops him with a forearm. Grammary pops LT with a forearm. LT with a leg lariat and puts Grammary down on a mat. Cover. Not quite two. LT now with Grammary in the corner. Grammary pops LT. There's some kicks. And Grammary kicks LT through the ropes and out on the floor here at the sawmill. LT's got his right hand bandaged up quite a bit. Wonder if maybe he might be working hurt tonight. LT rams his shoulder into Granberry through the ropes. He kind of launches himself back in and suffers a semi-spear on Granberry. But only gets doesn't quite get to. LT sets up Bulldog, but Granberry pushes him into the corner. There's a boot. Oh, gut-wrench suplex by Justin Granberry. A first-class gut-wrench suplex, no less. But still, hooks the leg. Still can't get that three count. Granberry now choking LT in the bottom rope. Granberry whips LT in the ropes. And there's a forearm. Actually, blow to the bicep there. Granberry covers, only two. Now Granberry grabs a headlock. Maybe going for a sleeper here. LT gets to his feet. LT fights out, but Granberry grabs him by the hair, yanks him down on the mat, and Big Man in Charge Chris is not cool with that at all. Granberry now putting the boots to LT in the corner. LT fights out of the corner, but Granberry with another roundhouse kick to the ribs, and there's an elbow to the back of the head of LT. Granberry whips LT across. LT with a kick. And a lariat by LT Fall. Of course, you can't spell lariat without L and T. There's a thrust kick by LT. LT swinging neck breaker. Hooks, leg, and covers. Only two. LT with a headbutt on Justin. Whips him across. Here comes LT. LT grabs him. There's a bulldog. LT rolls Justin Granberry over. Cover. But still only gets two. Granberry grabs LT, whips him in the ropes. There's a spine buster. Granberry sits up, crawls over, covers LT. Oh, that was about 2.5. Here's Granberry, runs into an LT boot. LT belly to back suplex. Hooks the leg and covers. But that was about 2.1. Ooh, Big Man in Charge Chris got tangled up in the ropes on that one. LT setting up for the flatliner. Granberry pushes him away. Granberry spins him around. Granberry with a... Oh, Granberry hooks him and... Granberry pins LT with a backslide and pulls out the victory. Uh-oh.
I'm not mad at all. We're going to pinfall a backslide, if you will. First class, Justin Granberry. Go ahead and give it up for this man. You win some, and you lose some in this business. I'm proud of you, JG. Thank you for the match. You win some, and you lose some. Let me talk to you. After listening and preaching, maybe I should do some myself. I mean, I need to change my ways. I'm going to be honest. I'm my own worst enemy. I'm no saint. It's never too late to turn a negative into a positive. You win some and you lose some, like I just did. In life, you win some and you lose some. Like we lost T.J. Weatherby, a lot of us are sad. A lot of us are depressed. But the way I see it, each and every one of us here tonight, we should be happy. We should be honored and privileged that we had a man like T.J. Weatherby in our lives. He was one heck of a man. He was a blessing to me and my family, and I know he impacted a lot of you. We should be honored that we had the chance to share some moments with him. We should never let those moments die, right? And like my friend right here said earlier, do a recap. Like you said, if we haven't, we need to. accept this Lord and Savior into our lives and live a life pleasing to Him so we can see our friend TJ once again. What about that? I love each and every one of you. Tonight, we raised a little bit of money. Last night, we raised money, and next Friday, let's pack this place and raise even more money because the Weatherby family needs it. I love you, Angie, Kayla, Cody, Preston, and everybody else. We're all one big happy family in my book. I love you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for the match. Anytime. You make this place what it is. Give yourself a big hand. It wouldn't be none of us if it wasn't for you. And I'm going to pass the mic to another good man. This guy, just like TJ, he'll give the shirt off his back to someone if needed. What about making some noise for Mr. Wayne Hackney? Come on! Here you go, sir.
You know, it's just like Tony said, with PJ and all of us, we've had a difference, we've had our ups and downs, we've had falling out, but we always come back. So TJ was a good friend. TJ was like, he was like a brother to me. Brothers fight, they argue, but they dance for each other. And that's the way TJ was, y'all. So let's give it up for TJ. Let's pack this house again Friday for Angie and Elvis for TJ. And like Tony and LP said, give your heart to the Lord so we can be with TJ when it's time for us to go again.
You need to.
Thank y'all.
God is good.
All right, everybody. Thank you for coming. Be sure to be here Friday night. We'll pack this place again. Then USWO will be back here July the 12th. Until then, good night and God bless you. And we'll see you next weekend.
That wrapped up another action-packed night at the Sawmill. USWO returns on Saturday, July 12th. Stay tuned to the podcast as you never know where I'll be next. Thank you for listening.